Speaking of Boston people, Mike Sullivan, there's a transition, had to at least sign off on, or he got Dubas going over his head. Todd Reirden was let go on Friday. And so I click on Josh Yowie's piece about this in The Athletic, and he wrote this. There's no rift between Sullivan and Dubas. It's been reported elsewhere that there is. Those reports are laughably false. Perhaps they didn't agree on the Reirden decision. That's quite possible, but I assure you they have a very good working relationship and are very much on the same page. Anything else that you read is utterly untrue. Interesting.
Very.
Because everything else we've heard from the national reporters, a couple of them, is the antithesis of this. That there's a power struggle going on there between those two. I don't know what to make of it. I know that when Jim Rutherford he fired Recchi and a couple of other coaches back in 2020, Sullivan was not happy about that at all. And we did hear about friction between Rutherford and Sullivan at the end of Rutherford's tenure. I don't know what to make of this.
I think that, Sullivan just is very loyal, and I think everybody knows this, and doesn't want his people to be fired, and especially the close ones, like a guy like Reirden. But I think that Sullivan probably went to ownership. Dubas went to ownership. They all sat down and were like, listen, like, I want my guys. Dubas like, we need to move on because we need to be better. And they didn't see eye to eye. But at the end of the day, you got to make the decisions that's going to benefit the hockey team. And I think that Sullivan's has enough awareness and can set his pride aside a little bit to make sure that they can make moves to benefit the hockey team. And that's whenever they get back to seeing maybe eye to eye. I bet you there was a time throughout last week where they didn't, obviously. I mean, this has happened before. He's not happy about it.
Yeah, he's a loyal guy. You're not gonna have these kind of decisions that are always going to be universally agreed on. Like this idea that Mike Tomlin and Omar Khan and Andy Weidel are all going to feel the same way about a given draft pick. That's not the way it goes. You just ultimately have to make a decision at the end of the day, and you're going to have to talk these things out. If Mike Sullivan thought that he was going to come back with the same coaching staff last year, then he's smoking the wacky tobacco.
Right.
Like, you're not going to come back. Your power play was 31st in the league, and you gave up more shorthanded goals than any team in hockey, and you had Crosby, Malkin, Letang, and Carlson. Someone's head's going to have to roll for that. It was the worst power play in the sport, a year after being the 14th best power play in the sport, which we all thought at that time was underachieving with the talent that they have. Who's in charge of the power play? It was Todd Reirden. This, to me, isn't even a scapegoating situation. This is just, my man deserved to go. Not to mention, he wasn't only the power play guy. He's also the defensive coach.
Mm-hmm.
And your highest profile acquisitions this offseason were two defensemen. Ryan Graves, who was a cataclysmic failure, so much so that Kyle Dubas raked him over the coals in his postseason press conference, and Erik Karlsson, who didn't really figure it out until the end there. Like, sometimes you feel like you get rid of a guy just to get rid of a guy. Everyone loves Todd Reirden. He's a good man. Chris Letang has, in fact, referenced him as one of the reasons why his career is what it is. But he absolutely deserved to go.
Yes.
100%.
Yes. Yes.
Like, here's a text right now. Coach Reirden was the scapegoat. How do you figure? This power play should execute no matter who the coach is. Like, I get that, but they didn't, and he's in charge of it.
Well, I think people can say he's a scapegoat, too, because maybe there's a lot of people, and I think you're in this camp, that want Sullivan to be gone.
Yeah.
And they're just not going to do that. So it's like, okay, what's the next piece?
That, you know what? That's fair. If it – yeah, okay, I can see that because Mike Sullivan is the coach,
mm-hmm.
and 3-on-3 was bad, yep. and power play was bad.
They didn't work on 3-on-3.
Right. I mean, I would have fired him. No doubt about that. But short of that, they had to do this.
Yes.
Like, you needed to get rid of a hostage here, as Mike Tomlin would say. And there's a guy that's now been rumored that could be added to the staff, Dan Quinn. He just got fired. He's one of Mike Sullivan's best friends. I don't always know that that's the best thing either, just hiring your buddies.
No.
You need diversity of thought. You need pushback. You need uncomfortable conversations. I think that's how you succeed in the real world in anything that you do. But let's pretend like this is, let's go against what Yowie wrote and say that there is a power struggle here. Well, Dubas won the first round. if there is a power struggle, if Sullivan was banging the table to keep Reardon, well, he lost the battle then.
As he should have lost the battle in the structure of how it should go with GM, you know, hockey operations, whatever he is. He's the next in line in command, so it should go like this. It shouldn't be head coach overrides GM. And I'm sure that that was established whenever they hired Kyle Dubas.
And this is the first opportunity to really flex those muscles.
Yes. Yes.
You do need to have one ultimate decision maker, and it should probably be the guy that's president of hockey operations / general manager. He didn't even hire a GM. He said at the end of the year, remember, it was, we're going to hire a GM. Didn't, and then announced in the final press conference of the season. That's just going to be me. Yeah. The man for the job is me. It's like when Jim Halper won Employee of the Month when he was the boss in the office. Like, you can't. Like, Spack can't win Employee of the Month. Right. Like, Craig Riley can't win. I have given myself the duty and the title of I am the Employee of the Month. You can't do that. You can't.